listening to Fox Sports Radio. Radio.
Back to Andrew Luck. The aftermath, day two. So you have the reaction. You have the reaction to the reaction. And then you've got the reaction to the reaction. Reaction, something. All right. So I think what we're seeing is a lot of talk about the fans. And I got to tell you, it seems crazy that you're going to critique the fans when they really had no context or insight, when it was just a gut reaction. It's almost back to the Toronto NBA Finals. I think it was the Finals. Where there was someone,
it's Kevin Durant.
Durant went down, yep. Crowd's going, you know, excited. It's like, how could they cheer for that? Well, one, the play was still going on. So it's inconvenient to say, well, actually, they were looking at the ball and their team was going down to score. And also, when someone falls, you don't have any idea. It's like when someone falls back on their chair, you know, an office chair snaps. Who isn't going to laugh, yeah. Right? Now, if somehow he stands up and he's got a splinter of plastic in his spine and he's gushing blood, then you quit laughing, right? Or at least normal people do. Fezzik might laugh more on the inside. Who knows? But the fact of the matter is that nobody knew if Andrew Luck was quitting because of, and even Colin today said, and this is interesting because he's an Andrew Luck fan. I would say as much as any quarterback, except maybe Sam Darnold now. But he said if Andrew Luck retired for any reason other than, let's say for very selfish reasons, it was like, you know, I'm done with it. Colin said he would have been extra critical. He would have said, listen, this guy, the time of the year, it's one thing to do it in March. Give your team because let's be candid. The Colts went from one of the Super Bowl contenders to a below average team. And we'll actually break those numbers down next, but all on one guy's decision. If it had been made just on a whim, you got to say, what about the fans? What about your teammates? And Colin is excusing it by saying, yeah, but if he's got chronic and unbearable pain, it's only reasonable to quit. It's like, but when did that pain get chronic and unreasonable? Because I'm guessing he's not in a lot more pain than a lot of players in the NFL. Now, does that mean it's right? A lot of people drink and drive. A lot of people do things that are wrong. A lot of people suffer through marriages, the woman or the man or both. We, you know, kind of the American way of kind of gotten through. In a way, we consider that virtuous. You know, you look at Ali and Frazier and The Thrill in Manila, and you say, there you go. That's the American way. That's guts. It's like, yeah, but, you know, both guys had real mental impairment. And you can say, well, we don't know what the Parkinson's connection is. Anyone around Ali, anyone around Frazier said that they were never the same after that fight. But it's one of the great sporting events in modern history. So do you love it? Do you hate it? Thinking people, I think both. So I look at Andrew Luck and I think, yeah, I do love the idea of a guy who guts through. Brad, we were talking before the show, Brad Powers, about Kevin McHale. And that he made a decision. This is kind of a famous story. And as sports fans, we listen and think, go Kevin. That is a teammate. So a lot of listeners know about it, but give the quick synopsis.
Yeah, so prior to a playoff game, Kevin McHale is told, hey, if you play in this game, you're never going to walk the same again with your foot. Kevin McHale says, put my shoe on. Let's go play.
I don't know if it was that flip, yeah. But he played, right? Yeah. And the question is, smaller case, but if someone's rushing a machine gun nest in WW1 and dies, you can say, well, I wouldn't particularly want my son to rush, but on the other hand, I would, because that's about as courageous as you can get. Now, this isn't war, this is sports, but the idea of saying I am suffering for tomorrow to win today, I don't think there's anything more American than that. At least it's been up to this point. But if you think about how evolved it seems like the conversation has become in regards to, you know, CTE, in regards to, you know, look at wrestling and a lot of premature deaths. Obviously with PEDs, obviously the lifestyle on the road for a lot of people, especially wrestling, for example, you know, Vicodin and vodka, and that doesn't help the lifespan too much. So on one hand, back in the day, that was a joke. I mean, I remember Mike Golic talking about he got a concussion once, and the way that they addressed it was to take him down the end of the field and hit another guy just head on a couple times just to say, you know, work through that ringing in your head. Now, today that sounds like someone would literally go to jail over a coach that did that.
Yep.
We've evolved extremely fast. Here's the question we have to ask ourselves as sports fans. If a player is going to sacrifice his lifespan to play, do we want him to play? So think about your favorite player in the NFL. All right? Fez, Jimmy G.
No question.
I mean, it's not a question, is it?
Love Jimmy G.
I love Jimmy G.
No, so you got to say it with that real deep quiver and that baritone, but that little quiver, that 5 a.m. quiver, that's a whole different thing. Would you want Jimmy G to play in a game in which his lifespan was going to be compromised? Maybe 6 months, right? You're an actuary, former actuary, right? You understand this better than anyone. Someone smokes, every year they smoke, there's an effect, right?
Correct.
So do you want Jimmy G doing that?
Yes, I do.
And what's the thought process?
Selfishness. Want to see him out there.
It feels like you're kind of playing, because the funny thing is when you say the things that are so selfish that you typically do, you're sincere. Here, I think you're trying to play a character. So let's take a step back. Do you want to see Jimmy G, honestly, you're saying, hey, your lifespan, I don't give a care about that. I want to watch you and see you take the helmet off and the hair, the jawline, all that stuff.
Well, the bottom line, RJ, is that just making the decision to be an NFL player impacts your life expectancy from the get-go. In fact, I ran some numbers.
All right, so slow down, because you once again stepped on my big reveal. So he did it, that darn actuary, with all of his knowledge.
Right out of Vegas!
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Out of Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific. On Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Anyone playing the NFL, statistically, their lifespan suffers. So if the answer was, oh no, what? Someone's life over a game? Forget about that. Literally, the math tells us, and we have hundreds, if not thousands, of players to look at, that if you consider every other situation and just the one variable is we're examining, do you play in the NFL or don't you? That affects your lifespan. So we literally would have to shut the game down if we said we don't want people compromising their lifespan, their years on this precious earth. We all accept that. The owners do. The players do. Now we say, hey, it's their choice, but you can also say, but do they really understand what the choice they're making? Right? So Fez, you said you did some math. What is that effect of playing in the NFL?
Yeah, 7 years. The life expectancy of a deceased player who in the NFL, age 69. The life expectancy of the overall population, 76 for a male.
Okay, so the net result of all that was how much is the sacrifice?
7 years.
Okay, and this is if someone, some of the people in your sample was 1 year of NFL play, some were 20. So you just average it out, an average NFL player is giving up 7 years. Now, think about all of the little trite phrases. You know, nothing is worth a human life. And it's like, okay, they're nice on greeting cards or bumper stickers. Unless someone could really question the math. And again, Fez is an actuary, literally, vice president at Transamerica way back when. I mean, it's been, what, 15 years? The math hasn't changed. I'm fine with it. I'm kind of, you know, my politics, I'm a libertarian. I'm like, do whatever you want. Just don't hurt me, right? Or hurt other people. And if you're hurting others, then we, you know, can't do it. And it's like, these players are saying, yes, the money, the fame is worth it. But here's the next question. If you think about once you're rich, like whatever the calculation is, if it's okay, you don't play NFL and you're going to struggle to have your own house, let's say. And again, obviously some players have other options. They could go into business, they could do a lot of, or they could go to a sport. Maybe they could be like a Nike Tour level golfer, right? Or an NFL player. Well, you could, you know, I don't know, Nike Tour, they make like 120 or something if they're good, I'm guessing. That's pretty good money. But if you're making $7 million, it's like, okay, now how many years is $7 million worth? All right. Give me $7 million, I'll give you a year. All right. But once, am I going to give you a second year for another $7 million? I'm probably not going to. So it seems like that maybe we're going to look back and we're going to find out that whatever the logical calculation is for these players making this decision, that the percentage that logically would play 1 year, 2 year, 3 year is going to be very high still, even if we were looking square in the eye of this stuff. But the 8th year, 9th year, 10th year, once you have, and again, every NFL player doesn't have generational wealth, but if you're just on a roster for 6 or 7 years, and you're not spending like you're on ballers, you can set yourself up, buy a couple car washes, whatever is going on. Now, again, we know a lot of players don't do that, and that keeps them wanting to play or needing to play in a way financially. But Fez, if I told you $7 million for a year, you taking it?
Yes.
All right. And then if I said, I'll give you another $7 million for a year, at a certain point, you're going to say no.
No, thank you.
So you're saying no to the second one?
My yacht's big enough.
Now, Brad, I'm guessing you take the second year.
I take the second
year. You figure you're going bald. I mean, those last years aren't going to matter as much.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, look at Fezzik's hair.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some people you look at and you say, you know, he's going to be, or he or she's going to be great in her 60s or 70s. I'm not sure I will, right? Because one time I had the flu recently, or I was a little sick, and everything was just 2 seconds off. Little, and I'm thinking, man, my personality would not work if I wasn't as smart as I am. So when I'm in my 60s or 70s, wherever that drop starts really happening, am I going to be able to say, well, I got to be a little less of an a-hole. I got to be real nice to people now because I'm not always right. Oh, wait, did I say always? I meant sometimes. A majority, 55%.
More like 95.
I'll take it, Fez. You know, you got to give Fez credit. In a way, I think he's trying, because the whole world sees me beat him up intellectually so often that in a way, by him jacking me up, it makes him not look like, well, yeah, this guy no one could battle with, so I might be the second best. Is that the plan with all the compliments?
Logical.
That was good. A little Spock action.
Right out of Vegas!
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
If you play in the NFL, you are statistically giving up lifespan for what you get from the game, money, fame, etc. It seems a little bit disingenuous not to admit that. And also, if you look at it logically, a lot of players probably still would play for a while. But would they play that 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th year? Forget 15th or beyond. And I think a lot of people, once they have enough money, the diminishing utility of those additional dollars, probably the equation changes. Now, we know it changed. What's the consequence? So this is the Vegas perspective. So let's look at season wins. Season wins, over under a certain number of wins of the 16 regular season games. Now, an average team, 8, right? A good team, you know, it's funny. A lot of people think 12, 13, you don't get that. So, for example, New England has the highest win total this year, and the number is
11.
11. So if they go 11-5, they meet expectations, the Pats. 12 wins exceeds, 10 wins falls short. Now, the lowest team, because I remember Arizona was 31, right?
Yep.
Miami's 32, right?
Yep, 4.5 wins.
4.5.
That's low.
5. You know, you see they're looking to get clowny, so interesting. The Colts, before the Luck announcement, and let's go back before this injury seemed to be worse than anyone thought, because even, 2 weeks ago, there wasn't a sense that Luck was hurt, right? Fez, you're nodding on radio.
It started about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, so call it 3 weeks. All right. What was the Colts over-under? And let's understand, again, 11 is the high end for the Pats, 4.5 low-end Dolphins. Colts were?
10 wins.
10 wins. So, wow, there was only, 4 or 5 teams better?
4 teams better.
Okay. Who's those 4? Pats?
Pats, Kansas City, Rams, and... New Orleans.
All right. New Orleans. I was corrected many times on the New Orleans part. I'm RJ Bell, straight out of Vegas. So, wow. This is, the fifth favorite. Tied, perhaps. But Andrew Luck's gone. One player. We always say quarterback is king. The win total went from 10 to?
7.5.
7.5. So, tied at worst to be the fifth best team in the NFL. One player retires. He's out. And now below average. That's how close, as Al Pacino said, a game of inches the NFL is. Now, Fez, just in general, because I find this to be fascinating, let's keep it high level and let's keep it quick. But we're going to give you, this is what you dream about. You know, you probably think, I wish RJ would ask me some more math questions. You know, I don't know if math on the radio is all that interesting, but math's important. You know how you have that internal dialogue?
Unfortunately, I do.
Exactly. I think the math is actually fascinating at this point. So Andrew Luck is worth 7 points or so?
6 points versus Jacoby Brissett, because Brissett is a very good backup.
Okay, so you would have Brissett as, one of the top 6, 7, 8 backups?
Correct.
Okay, so what we're saying is it's always relative, whatever the value is, to the backup. So the worst backup in the league... If Luck was the quarterback, the starter, and his backup was the worst, what, does that get up to, 8.5, 9 points?
9 points, right.
Yeah. So, that's interesting. I've never thought of this. The range from the worst backup to the best backup is what, about 2.5, 3 points?
Yes.
Okay, that's interesting. I never thought of that. Math, it's fascinating. I mean, even having, if you have your adding machine, that's exciting. I wonder what he's doing. Oh, that was that 3 digits? Right? And then it's here's a solution. It'd be funny if it was just random number, all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. Fez saw The Shining, apparently. Yeah. It's amazing, though. You never quote from that movie.
I will going forward.
Oh, please don't. Imagine him going, Red Rum. when he gets mad, he doesn't want to admit that he's mad at me. And he'll have a little character that starts talking. It'll be his little finger agent.
I can definitely see that.
I love it. It's just hilarious, man. On to the math. 6 points a game, 16 games.
96 points.
96 points. How many points is a half a win in the NFL?
17.5 for half a win. All 35 right. points for one win.
All right. So what we're saying is, now I use this as an example on Twitter Saturday night when all this went down. And I said, if you're able to bet it, and here's a good tip whenever there's this very unexpected news. It could be in retirement. It could be he's out for the season. The books, obviously, even on the night shift, and that's something people don't realize, is the A team is there at a certain time. The B team is there at a certain time. And yes, there's a C team. And the C team is there on a non, you know, big football Saturday night. So Saturday night, the C team was in, right?
Right, only two games played.
And the C team says, uh-oh, Andrew Luck retired. We better take the Colts stuff down, right? Even the C team gets that. What the C team doesn't get, and quite frankly, sometimes the B team won't get, is who else is going to be drastically affected is going to be in division.
Yep.
And that's one thing you can always assume is the answer, which is in the NFL, something that's overlooked, it's the division effect, how tough the division is, the way the division is affected, because it's six of your 16 games. And people tend to undervalue that. So now all of a sudden, you got Andrew Luck worth 6 points. You play that team twice a year if you're the Jags, if you're Tennessee. And it's a situation where you just gained 12 points.
It's worth a third of a win.
Now think about that. So you're saying that a 35 points is a win in the NFL.
Yes.
12 points of edge for the other three teams in the South, AFC, and that's about a third of a win. I mean, that's big. That's significant. One player for the opponent being out, a third of a win. But you're saying, RJ, would we really bet over on, you know, Tennessee because of a third of a win? It's like, maybe, if you were on the borderline, right? But then, if you have the chance to bet division winner. So now it's not only the Tennessee's, the Jacksonville's improve in that case by 12 points because Luck's out minus six both games against the Colts. But now to win the division gets so much easier because the Colts are being downgraded 6 points times 16 games. So did you notice on Saturday night that how many books within, let's say, 15, 20 minutes of the announcement had the Colts down? Did they seemingly all? And was anyone asleep at the switch? And then number two, what percentage of the books seem to have the next level, the division opponents taken down to reevaluate?
Yeah, I think 75% of the books took everything down.
Mm-hmm.
About a quarter kept it up. So you have bargains, like you said, like the Houston Texans were 3-1 to win the division. Their true odds probably more like 2-1 after we saw Luck retire.
Straight out of Vegas!
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.